Welcome to Entanglement Radio, transcendent talk for the conscious mind. Join us for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science, new thought, and conscious healing. Explore the potential and infinite possibilities of what it means to be human with some of the best guests in radio. At Entanglement Radio, it is all connected. Now, here is your host, Angela Levesque, on the OM Times Radio Network.
Angela Levesque right here on the OM Times Radio Network. I'm coming to you live today from the beautiful foothills of the Rocky Mountains here in Boise, Idaho. Wonderful show and a great guest for you today, Richard Rudd, and he's the author of The Gene Keys. And I'm just very excited. It just kind of happenstance that his book showed up in my world. And as I was reading it, I was just thinking, man, I have to interview him. So I'm very excited to have him on the program today. If you need to get a hold of me at any time during the week, you can email me at angela@hestiahealth.com. You can find me on Facebook and on Twitter at Hestia Health. And if you want to know more about my intuitive readings or intuitive lifestyle coaching, energy healing, conscious weight loss, all of that, you can just go to my website at hestiahealth.com. The winner of last month's hashtag Entanglement Radio contest is Sarah H. And so if you want to get in on that, I do an intuitive reading for one of my lucky listeners every month. All you got to do is go to Twitter and hashtag Entanglement Radio. Say, hey, I'm a listener, or I love your show, or you should talk about this. And every month I put those names into a hat and pull the winner, and that person receives an intuitive reading. So if you'd like to do that, you can do that on Twitter. Or if you're not on Twitter, you can go to my Facebook page at Hestia Health and Entanglement Radio and do the same thing. I'm a listener. Feedback, suggestions, whatever it is, and I will make sure I include you in the draw. Next week, we have Phyllis King, and she's going to be talking about her book, The Energy of Abundance. So I'm looking forward to that because we all can benefit from switching into an abundance mindset. But today, as I mentioned, we have Richard Rudd on the program, and we are talking about understanding the potential that is inside our DNA. And this is just a fascinating concept. You can go to his website and you can download a free hologenetic profile, which I've done. And I've got to say, as I'm working through it, it is the amount of detail and accuracy and resonance that I'm having with this whole experience is amazing. And it will definitely be something that I carry on after. As you guys know, I have basically an author a week, so I do a lot of reading, but this is definitely a system that I want to spend a lot more time working with and exploring. So I'm excited about that. So let me introduce my guest. Richard Rudd is a teacher, writer, and award-winning poet. He is the author and founder of The Gene Keys, a vast synthesis exploring the miraculous potential inherent in the human DNA. So with that, I feel very honored and blessed to welcome Richard Rudd to the program. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you very much, Angela. I'm sitting here and it's a lovely evening in Devon, England. So I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm happy. It's just so neat how connected our world is now and how easy it is to just reach out and have these conversations across the ocean. So I love that. I also think it's interesting, as we connected into the station, they were talking about patenting our genes and patenting stuff related to our genetic code. And I think that that's also an interesting conversation. But let's talk about the gene keys. First of all, let's give our listeners a basic idea of what we're talking about when you say the term gene keys.
Yeah, well, for the benefit of your listeners, I think I might begin by saying that the gene keys are not the... I'll say what they're not. They're not a spiritual fast food, if you know what I mean. they are a process and an adventure and a journey, and they take time to dive into and absorb the teachings that are inside. Essentially, what the gene keys do is they're a holographic language that points us inwards into our true nature. So they're, in that sense, they're a system of personal transformation and of deep acceptance, of self-acceptance. That's really what they're about. And you know, I'll say how they work, obviously, as the interview goes. But really, that's the nub of it. It's about deep acceptance and working from the place of presence and moving through our what I call your shadows. It's a common enough term now. You know, it's about entering into the route to higher consciousness goes through looking into those places inside us that we least want to look at. So that's where we begin with the gene keys. You begin by looking inside, and you begin by what's right in front of you in your life, what's hurting, what's causing difficulty, what's causing challenge. And that's where you begin. And then the gene keys give you they're a huge system that give you a mirror, a living mirror into the realities that are occurring in your everyday life. So in that sense, they're a contemplative system. Right, you know, in the beginning, they can appear mental, and they're not mental only. They are at many levels, as you're probably discovering yourself. And so contemplation is one of the key words. The art of contemplation is the way in which you enter into this big, huge body of wisdom. And essentially, it's a living wisdom rather than a kind of written wisdom in a book. And I mean, there happens to be a book, but the wisdom is inside us. It's inside our DNA. And so the book and the teachings around the book point you repeatedly into the DNA inside you, into the map that we each contain, and to unlock the secrets that lie inside that map. So I think that's...
Well, I think that's a good start. I want to go back to this idea of contemplation, because it's different than meditation. It's different than concentration. So I just want you to, maybe so people have a really good idea, in case they're not familiar with this, what contemplation actually means in regard, if you can reference them, how they're different than concentration or meditation.
Yeah. In a way, contemplation is... Well, it's an art. That's one thing. It's not a technique as such, although you begin it with a technique. It's an art. It's a knack, and it's a way of living and a way of being. It's different from meditation, because meditation, at least the traditional form of meditation, is about witnessing and allowing, witnessing your breath, your thoughts, your mind. And so in that sense, it's very yin, as in it's something that you don't do. You witness, you watch, you wait. And on the other side of the spectrum is concentration. You know, there are many paths towards truth that require effort. And these are the paths of yoga, or the paths of, you know, scientific penetration into the mysteries inside us. And so that involves concentration and focus. And contemplation is in the middle of those two, and it bridges them in a sense, and it uses unashamedly aspects of both. So it's both playful yet focused. And some of the best ways to understand contemplation is it's very relaxed. So one of the ways we look at contemplation is that it's ongoing all the time. So you find it in the pauses of your life. So pausing is a very important, slowing down is a very important thing. And when I say slowing down, I mean slowing down internally rather than necessarily externally, although the two are linked. So contemplation is a slow digestion of, first of all, mental material, and then, you know, so there's information. So when you approach the gene keys, at the beginning you have this body of knowledge that you can begin to think about. And then as the thoughts go deeper, then it sinks, you know, over the days and weeks, it begins to sink into your emotional life. It actually comes into the fabric of your being. And then you begin to experience the contemplation at an emotional level. You begin to see the patterns occurring. You begin to have insights and breakthroughs, perhaps epiphanies about your life, about others, the people around you. And then the deepest layer of contemplation, the third and deepest layer, is when it becomes physical. So it starts mental, and then it moves deeper into the emotional realm, and then it moves finally right into the physical DNA. And that's when you really have an embodiment experience of wisdom. What is this gene key stuff all about? It takes time, is what I'm alluding to. It takes time to absorb it. And all the great teachings of the world take time, and this is no different. So there's a really nice pacing with the Gene Keys from the very beginning, and this art of contemplation is the way in. It's very flowing, it's very easy, it's a kind of meandering. You know, I encourage people at my courses to linger and to saunter and to do things slowly and in a relaxed, easy way, and to enjoy the pauses of life. And that's the kind of essence that follows the path of contemplation. So it's very beautiful and easy, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do. I got to say, when I opened up your book and I was like, oh, wow, this is not something that I can speed read like I usually do for my other guests. Nor did I want to, because as I was reading it, I was so it was so detailed, but also at the same time, like I said, it resonated so deeply with me that I could see myself. We're almost up on a break here, so when we get back, I'll talk a little bit more about this. But I could see myself, you know, as you go through the shadows and the gifts, and then the cities, which I'll have you speak on when we get back, that I could see parts of myself from when I was 20, because it was a really tumultuous time for me, and I was, you know, I could see a lot of my shadow sides manifesting in that way. And it was really interesting how it just, it knew me. I could see myself in all of it, and it was really, really fascinating. So when we get back, I'm going to ask you, you know, what is the hollow genetic profile, and which is something, like I said, you can go to thegenekeys.com and you can download the profile for free there. And then we'll talk about that, and then just kind of explaining what that is. What's the activation sequence, the Venus sequence, and the Pearl sequence, and how those are all related to our shadows, gifts, and cities. So we'll talk more when we return here with Gene Keys author Richard Rudd here on Entanglement Radio with Angela Levesque. We'll be right back.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of the Inspired Parenting Radio Show, where every week we bring you empowering information from the diverse fields of conscious parenting, education, neuroscience, consciousness, health, and metaphysics to support you in nurturing the best in your children. So if you're interested in understanding what shapes your children's minds, spirits, and hearts, join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and prepare to be inspired.
Host your show on IOM-FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM-FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business, and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Live with medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
All right. We are back here with Entanglement Radio with Angela Levesque, and my guest again today is Richard Redd, and he's the author of The Gene Keys. So before we get into the hologenetic profile, some people might be thinking, where did the gene keys come from? How did you end up putting this very detailed system together? So let's start with that.
Yeah, well, it's really based on the I Ching, the Chinese I Ching. I mean, it's a synthesis, okay? So it draws in, you know, when you get the book, for example, you'll see it draws in so many different strands from different modes of thinking and being, and, you know, from the East and the West and science and mystical. And so for me, my whole life was it has three layers. So it has a shadow layer, which is the challenge, and then it has a gift hidden in the shadow, which is the creative impulse that's lying latent within the shadow or the difficulty that you're facing. And then it has a siddhi, and a siddhi is a Sanskrit word meaning divine essence. It has a higher self-realized state. So if I And then they have all kinds of other additional information that that you can use as well. So there are many ways you can use the gene keys, just as there are many ways of using the original I Ching. But it isn't just an I Ching, because I know you're going to ask me about the profile next. But you know, it has many different approaches and ways into it.
So yes, let's talk about the hologenetic, which, like I said, you can go and you put in your time of birth and where you were born. And then from there, you get this beautiful personalized profile. So tell us a little bit more about that. Why is it so important that we know exactly, you know, when we are born?
Well, it's, you know, the moment of birth is a moment of imprinting. And you know, there are many moments in the cosmos, in the story of creation, and each moment contains in a way a microscopic encyclopedia of all the forces that are present in that split second, and those forces are constantly changing, ebbing and flowing, and rhythms according to the seasons and the greater seasons and the cycles of the stars, the planets, you know, everything, the atomic structure. Everything is bound together in this incredible rhythm. So you can use this holographic map as a way of tracking those rhythms. So when you look at the time of your birth, just as an astrologer would, you're looking at a snapshot of the cosmos. of universal forces. So when you translate that through the gene keys, you're seeing a kind of code that's embedded deep in your DNA as a, you know, as an impulse, as a as an evolutionary impulse that wants to go somewhere, that wants to tell a story, that wants to awaken to its full potential. And so the gene keys unlock those stories, you know, and they do that through different sequences that we can journey. So the holographic the hologenetic profile is a lovely adventure. You know, it's where we have we take the time of birth and we use the genetic information that you know this DNA code like a clock, like a genetic clock, and we can see from that specific time and place that you were born in the cosmos, we can see the specific gene keys that relate to your life's journey out of those 64.
Well, continue.
Yeah, go on. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to give my listeners a little bit of an example. So I went to genekeys.com and I printed mine out. And so my very first one is life's work. And the shadow is addiction. The gift, which is my potential, is invention. And then the city, which you said is the essence, is silence. And I even wrote about in my book, Healing Environment, that when I was younger, I just could feel this creative force just moving through me so intensely, and I didn't know where to put it. So I smoked a lot of cigarettes. I drank a lot of beer. I was just finding a way. A lot of it did manifest as addiction, just because I needed to find a way to sort of repress that creative flow that was moving through me. And I had no, I didn't have the tools or the outlets or even maybe the desire at that point to find better outlets. And now I'm heavy into meditation and mindfulness and all of this stuff. And I have so
healthy
much
addiction.
Yeah, I have so much better tools now in my life to deal with that stuff. But as that was the very first one that I'm reading, and I was like, oh my goodness, that is just so spot on. It just resonated with me so deeply. And so as we talk about these things, how do we move ourselves out of the shadow and into some of the higher states that are available to us? And
yeah, it's very simple. I mean, you know, that, you know, again, it looks complicated, but it's very simple. There's three words. So as you go in your contemplation deeper into, for example, that one, the 24th gene key, addiction, and then, as you said, the invention, the inventiveness that can come out of that, and then silence. It's interesting. I love the fact that silence is actually hiding in addiction and that behavior. And you can kind of get a feeling for that, that addiction is looking for something. It's trying to get back to its source. Anyway, so the three words are allow, accept, and embrace. And those are the stages that contemplation has to move through as it unpeels the shadow consciousness and releases the gift. So you have to look into the addiction, for example, as you have. You know, so you have to look at the place where you don't want to look. And so you explore it. And the first thing is you just allow it. You just have to see it and go, oh, it's like when you go to, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous or something. You just have to say, well, the first thing you say is, well, I'm an alcoholic and your name. And that's the first, you know, stage in any acceptance process. You have to allow it. You don't have to like it. You may hate it. You may be angry. You may, you know, all these things, but you just allow it. And after a while, allowing begins to soften in you because your awareness, your mindfulness wraps itself around that pattern that you're exhibiting. And then after a while, it becomes acceptance. And when it becomes acceptance, it moves much deeper inside you. And it begins to stir things in your emotional life and release memory patterns. And this happens in your life, right? This is a process that occurs in your everyday life. So it's kind of magical in that sense. And then the final process of unlocking the shadow is embracing, the embrace. And the embrace is, again, when it hits right into the core of your DNA, when the physical pattern has been finally released. It's almost like the DNA has to be kind of burnt. It has to be white hot. The awareness has to kind of make it white hot so that it releases the memory once and for all. And the pattern then it's gone. It's actually transmuted to a higher essence, and it becomes creativity. It becomes the gift. It flowers as a gift, as a creative gift inside you. And that creative gift comes out through your life, and it brings all kinds of benefits to you. And because it stirs the field of life around you, and it draws different ingredients into your life and different people and experiences, because you've released something in your evolutionary, you know, curve that has been locked. And then as you carry on, it begins to flower into the fruit. The city is like the fruit. So you have the seed and the flower and the fruit. And the seed is the shadow, and then it flowers into the gift, and then the flower drops and becomes the fruit, and the fruit drops back to the earth, and you have this, you know, this kind of higher consciousness manifesting through your life. And that's the process of working with the gene keys.
And so why is our attitude so important?
Attitude, because attitude is this sort of magic word, isn't it? You know, from, you know, we know this now from the placebo effect, and we know this through epigenetic research and all kinds of things, that, you know, that the attitude, the unconscious attitude that we take towards our everyday life actually imprints our reality. So it actually imprints and re-encodes the pattern in our nature. You know, it's quite a well-known phenomenon now. So as your attitude begins to open and loosen and become more optimistic, I could say, but it's not a sort of false, it's not a feigned optimism, it's a releasing of creative joy through your body. And as that gets released, then you naturally expand, your consciousness expands. What I call the frequency of your DNA is heightened. And that's when, you know, magical things begin to occur in your life. So,
well, yeah, we are almost up on a break. So when we get back, so if you're listening and you're like, wow, I really want to find out more about my guest today, you can go to genekeys.com. When we get back, I want to ask you if this means that everything's sort of predetermined before we get here, or if there's room for creativity. So we'll answer that and more when we return here with the Gene Keys author, Richard Rudd, on Entanglement Radio with Angela Levesque. We'll be right back.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
All right, we are back here. And if you're just joining us, my guest again today is Richard Rudd, and he's the author of The Gene Keys. And you are listening to Entanglement Radio with Angela Levesque right here on the Om Times Radio Network. Well, I was just wondering, you know, people, as they listen to the show, they might be thinking then, because for a very long time, and even when I was going to university, everybody said your genes are your fate, and that there is this sort of, at least if they're not predetermined, there is at least a predisposition to getting certain illnesses, to maybe being overweight, those kinds of things. So how do you look at this in terms of your system? Do we have opportunity for creation, or is there just these lessons we need to work through? And that was kind of our decision, our soul's decision, I guess, before we decided to incarnate on Earth. Mm-hmm.
So it's a good deep question. We moved a long way now with kind of the likes of Bruce Lipton and these, you know, kind of new biology that's out there, of understanding that, you know, that we have a lot more power and control over our DNA than we ever thought possible. You know, we used to have this kind of dogma that called the primacy of DNA, that our DNA ruled the show. And now it's all changing. And, you know, what we're really seeing is a quantum field, you know, that when you go inside yourself, there's actually nothing there. This is what the physicists see. There's just these codings. And those codings have different frequencies that are kind of accessible within them. So when I talk about the shadow, that's a limited frequency band of information. And as it plays itself out through your life, for a person's life, it creates this loop that just essentially makes you live as though you were a victim of fate. And that's where, you know, so you feel like you don't have control over your life, and you feel like, because you feel like that, you think like that, you manifest that over and over again, those same patterns coming back, until one day your attitude shifts and you begin to have this awakening, you know, and then you begin to move and open up to new vistas and new possibilities, and you go, wow, I have all this creative energy, I can do anything I want, I can be anyone I want, actually. And when you take that attitude, then you imprint your DNA at a higher level of frequency. And that at that level, everything is freedom, and everything is choice, and everything is free will. And the kind of irony, in a way, I find, is that when you get to the highest level, you know, which I call the Siddhi, which is the sort of divine embodiment, you actually get to a place of, and this is I've had experiences, you know, in my life, and I am surmising because I don't live in those states. But, you know, what I've seen and experienced is that there's a level of consciousness at which, yes, kind of things are predestined, but from such a high level that, you know, it's like at that level you kind of enter into the will of the whole. Your consciousness enters into the whole. And so you become a witness to the playing out of fate. As it kind of does this, what the Hindus call the Leela, as it does its play, as it plays out its play, its divine play, its divine comedy or tragedy or whatever it is. And then you come into a very, very deep and wonderful, blissful state of surrender to everything that is and the perfection of that which is. So I think that there's a real journey through this question of choice, no choice, and it's a wonderful paradox. I hope that kind of triggers something.
No, because I do understand, because it's not as simple as, oh, your parents were overweight, you're going to be overweight. It's not the same, like you said, there. You're looking at it from such a high level place that even within the lessons that you go through are so much bigger than, you know, my dad has heart disease and now I'm going to have heart disease.
Yeah.
So
it's... Yeah.
But, you know, as we go back to the conversation about addiction, was there at some level my soul said, hey, this is something that you're going to work through, but in that there's going to be a gift?
Yeah, it's a program, absolutely, an encoded program. But yes, every shadow contains a gift. That's the central axiom upon which these teachings are built.
And I do want to mention that that is just one. I'm not sure exactly what is the word that you have for each one of those bubbles, the life's work, the culture, yeah. The court, that there's a many, many other expressions within this whole system. It's not just one little bubble, silence, invention, addiction. So when scientists talk about junk DNA, what do you really feel that that is?
Well, there's obviously a whole huge section of our DNA that we don't yet understand, and we're not able to read it because it appears it's about 90%. In fact, I believe it's over 90%, because it's not laid down in nice, neat codes. In fact, it looks like garbage. It looks like rubbish. It looks, you know. But what scientists have begun to see is that actually it does have an architecture, and that architecture is a fractal coding. So when I say fractal, it means it has, like chaos theory, it has pattern and rhythm, but it's not kind of in neat little binary codes that we can read easily. So I assume that all of that information is part of our true deepest potential. And also I suspect that a lot of it is to do with our evolutionary past that we carry, our memory, our ancestral memory that we carry in our DNA, in our blood, and that actually we can access all that memory, the memory of our ancestors, the patterns of our ancestors, both good and bad, that we carry inside us, and that we play that out in the world. And it's our job, part of our karma or our destiny, is to transmute that ancestral karma. And so, you know, sometimes I say to people, look, when they're dealing with something that really feels much bigger than they are, it's very challenging, you know, that it's a good chance that it actually doesn't belong to them, that it's actually something they're transmuting on behalf of the whole. And in a sense, everything is like that, because we're all here to transmute patterns, old patterns, and to awaken to kind of new, higher frequencies. So I think that's what the non-coding DNA, as they call it now, is really all about.
Well, then I'm interested, as you have this very enlightened view of our DNA and our genetics, how do you feel about, and this is kind of going off script, but this is really interesting to me, biotechnology, and like before we started, they were talking about being able to patent genes and alter them. Do you think that that's also part of some sort of evolutionary plan, or do you think that we're messing with things?
I actually don't know. I'm not a scientist, you know, as anyone can probably tell who is a scientist listening to me. I'm really a poet. And so when you listen to the Gene Keys or you read the book and stuff, you're really looking at a poet's view of DNA. You're looking at a right brain creative penetration, a contemplation of it. So those kind of things are part of our evolutionary journey, evidently, you know, the way that we want to control and manipulate and that stuff. And I actually don't have a judgment that's good or bad about that. I think it's part, as I said, of the Leela, of the play of humanity as we try and explore what our true capacity are. I think it's one thing I would say is I think it's a big distraction because we're always trying to fix it on the outside. And, you know, as you and your listeners will know, the answers really, you know, stem from the deep patterns inside. And so it's only when we really hit that last frontier that is the inner world that we can unpick, you know, the real source of our suffering, because that's what we're really trying to do, right? We're trying to deal with our suffering. So if we try and extend life or manipulate DNA, we're really doing that because we want to feel better about ourselves. We want to extend our life. We want to improve something. And whether it's kind of a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know. But it's coming from a place of I'm hurting. I need to stop this somehow. and so the Gene Keys just keep pointing us back inside. They don't, make judgments around behavior, really.
I would say, though, that, yes, neither you nor I are scientists, but I think that it's important to have conversations around these things from both a right brain, emotional, abstract place, as well as from, because in your book, you do talk about how everything starts first with consciousness. And to me, when we start to manipulate genes and do that stuff, like you said, we're trying to change behavior and health, that we're trying to change the health outcomes, but we're looking at that matter is first, right? Instead of the primacy of consciousness. So I think that I think people can have these conversations that aren't.
Yeah. I mean, I always think it's good. Scientists. I think it's good to come at it from both ends at the same time. That's always the greatest potential, right? You know, so you come at it from the material end and you come at it from the spiritual end, and they meet in the middle. It's like the scientist and the mystic are looking at the same thing. They always have been, so there's a lot of commonality actually between the thinking of science and the kind of pondering of the mystics. You know, they often get along very well when you put them in a room and turn all the lights out.
Well, when we get back, because this hour is just flying by, when we get back, I want to talk about why you say the solar plexus is so important in this journey, as well as ask you if there's any gene keys that are more important than others, or if it's just individual, and also the idea of DNA as a superconductor of light. I think that that's what you said. So when we return, I want to get to all of that. And if you're really interested in learning more or downloading your own hologenetic profile, I mentioned this like 6 times, which I never do, but I just find it to be so cool that I think I just think that everybody should. I have mine actually sitting right here. And I actually downloaded one for my son, who's only 7, but it was difficult to be able to convey information to him in a way that he kind of would understand. And also, I think that so much of these paths and stuff have not yet been fully stepped into. And I'm not sure. Maybe you'll have something to say about that when we return. But also, when we get back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about my project, Fertile Light. And so you're listening to Entanglement Radio with Angela Levesque. We'll be right back after this break.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting to your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are and help you realize the innate potential you have to heal every aspect of your life. So come heal yourself every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern, with your host, Monica Goyal. Namaste.
Host your show on IOM-FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM-FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Welcome to The Gathering Around My Kitchen Table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
right, we're back, and you're listening to Entanglement Radio with Angela Levesque on iOM.fm. This is the segment where we bring it on home, and it's brought to you by Hestia Health, creating calm minds, open hearts, and inspired lives. If you want to find out more, you can go to hestiahealth.com. All right, before the break, one of the things that you say in your book is that the solar plexus is such an important part of this journey. Why is that?
Yeah, well, it also ties in with another question you had, which is, are there any gene keys that kind of stand out? And it's not that any are any more important than others, but there are certain ones that stand out as codes that are awakening for the whole planet right now. And one of those is the 55th gene key, and its code is about freedom. It's a victimization and freedom. And when I came to write that one, it kind of exploded inside me and ended up being sort of about 5 times longer than any of the other chapters. And all this stream of information came out. By the way, if you want to read it, you can read it for free. It's on my website, genekeys.com. And it's if you click under the book, you can Gene Keys book, you can go in there and that chapter is in there as a free kind of taster. And so What I realized and learned through that opening that's taking place inside us is that it's actually a new awareness system and a new awareness center that's opening up in humanity. And it's the solar plexus is really where it all is, because the gut, you know, and this area of our belly, it actually contains more DNA than anywhere else in our body. It's all the gut bacteria and DNA. And it's incredible that, you know, all that DNA in there is—it's actually not us. It's almost like it's an alien DNA. But when I say alien, I don't mean outer space. I just mean it is. There's this creature in there of just incredible intelligence, and it's a networked brain. That's what the abdomen, the belly is. They call it the second brain, and it's a much more advanced operating system than the brain. Actually, they work together, you know, through the nervous system, but it hasn't, this is the understanding that comes through the 55th gene key, is it hasn't fully evolved and come online in us yet. And that as it evolves, then it will allow our awareness to travel outside the body. And, you know, at the moment, our awareness is located in the body, right? So we that's our sense of where we live. But as I understand it through this awakening, that it's through that those series of centers, this solar plexus area where this new budding awareness is opening, and it opens up through our heart. So, you know, it opens from the belly, but then it explodes out through the heart, and that's why the solar plexus center it has a great deal of importance. And also, of course, it's where the deep shadows lie. You know, it's one of the most uncomfortable areas inside most people's bodies. And funnily enough, I was a body worker who specialized for many years on that area of the body. So I learned all about the systems that work through and move through there. And in most of the, you know, the ancient systems, you'll find that all the meridians and nadis, as they're called in Sanskrit, actually originate there in the navel. It's the place where we came into the world, and it's where everything stems from. So it's just a really powerful, powerful place in the body. So we bring a lot of awareness to that place when you work with the gene keys.
And is there, you mentioned 55, is there any other gene keys that are applicable to this time in humanity?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I like symmetry. So the opposite, the 55, in a way, the 22, they're kind of similar, 55, 22. And the 22 is one I talk about a lot. It's another long one. And it's the kind of sister to that 55. And it's about suffering and the nature of suffering. And the essence of the 22nd gene key is that suffering is grace. And that is a life's work to really understand what that means, is that actually through our wounding and through our suffering that we can attain higher states of consciousness. Of course, that's what I've been talking about in this interview. But that gene key especially is about the access to that, those higher states of grace through deep embracing of, you know, the wound that we all carry and the work that we do to heal that wound in the world with others and the people around us. And of course, a major component of that is death, you know, the letting go and the grief of releasing loved ones. And so the 22nd Gene Key is all about really entering into deep compassion in the world and working with that deep feminine spirit of grace.
I love it. You also, this is something I wanted to touch on that I believe in, this is kind of off my memory, so if I'm not saying this exactly, that you called the, our DNA a superconductor of light.
Yes, a superconductor. A supernova maybe one day. It's because, you know, when you really get down into the core inside you, you get to light. You know, that's what we're made of. We're made up of light. We are made up of photons. And, you know, this has been something, again, that the mystics have intuited for millennia. And so when you go right down into that kind of genetic structure, what you're really finding in there is you're finding light trapped in the DNA. And it's trapped by these old patterns. And as we live more consciously, as we live more mindfully, that light is gradually released. And sometimes it's released suddenly in bursts, in epiphanies, in awakenings, in breakthroughs. And sometimes at a certain point in our evolution, it becomes, that process becomes so powerful that it does turn into a supernova. You know, just in the same way as stars expand and expand and expand, and then suddenly it just explodes beyond, you know, anything we can comprehend, and that was what we call realization or divine realization or enlightenment, because the light inside us, the light of consciousness, has been finally released to travel out into the cosmos, and it's free. Yeah, so that is, yes, that's why I call it the DNA a superconductor, because you know, I'm not the first person to use that either. Some scientists in Russia have discovered that DNA actually appears to weave light around itself, photons through its spiral structure, and so it's quite an extraordinary thing. I mean, when you really think about what DNA is, it's extraordinary. It's a, you know, it's this incredible molecule that is inside us, and there's so many billions and trillions of those molecules. You know, they're the very essence of what we are.
So we truly, yeah. We are light beings.
We're
just got a couple of minutes left. I just was wondering, do you give any credence to when people say that we are going to be moving from like the double helix DNA to a 12-strand or 13-strand DNA?
Yeah, I've heard that. And again, I'm not sure I sort of can say that myself. I think there are all manner of possibilities for, you know, DNA itself and for life itself. I wonder if DNA has already expanded into those other formations in other parts of our galaxy or the universe, because I assume that as life loves to play, then it, as it plays, it discovers all kinds of new forms and new possibilities. And I think that's what it's doing through us. So I think there are all kind of potential new forms that could emerge. And when I talk about the solar plexus awakening, I definitely see a genetic mutation, a transmutation occurring for our species. And it's coming. And it feels like it's coming. You know, and it's required as well in order that we make the next quantum leap in consciousness. So, yeah, I think those... There are many things that are possible.
Well, we only have a couple minutes left, so I'm going to give you the opportunity to share where people can find your book, if you have upcoming lectures, and anything else you want to leave my listeners with today.
Thank you. Yeah, essentially, you know, I love threes, so everything when you come to the Gene Keys is in threes. So the book is your map And the profile which you can get, which we've been talking about, is your compass. And the third component is called the Golden Path Program. And that is a program that's online that, again, all available from my website, that shows you how to use the book and the profile and take this contemplative journey through the Gene Keys and apply them to your everyday life. And it's very practical. You know, you mentioned your son, and, you know, I have three children and a wife and three dogs, and, you know, all this. I'm a family man. So all of this is very applicable to your everyday life and to real situations. So I really recommend you take a look, go to thegenekeys.com, and there's lots of free resources there to get a taster, and maybe do step one of the Golden Path program, which is free, and you can get a taster and see webinars and free read stuff, and it'll give you a real flavor of what it's about. Yeah.
Well, so. I just want to thank you so much for being on the program today. I really enjoyed our conversation, and I highly recommend, I will be signing up for your Golden Path program. I'm just like, woo, I can't wait. Thank you, and
thank
have
you.
A wonderful day.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
All right. Well, coming up next week, we have Phyllis King on the program, and we're going to be talking about her book, The Energy of Abundance, and really excited to have her on as well. And I believe that if you've been reading Om Times, she's also contributed some articles here and there. Again, if you need to get a hold of me during the week or you want to learn more about what I offer in the realm of intuitive guidance, as well as life coaching and energy healing, you can find out more at HestiaHealth.com. My winner of this month is Sarah H., and I'll be contacting her soon. And if you want to get in on that contest for next month, just hashtag Entanglement Radio on Twitter, or go to Facebook and just say, hey, I'm a listener. And coming up next, we have Equilarium FM with Claire Johnson. And I'm live here at 12 p.m. Eastern every Wednesday. This is Angela Levesque, wishing you love and light. See you next week.